Can a football helmet be concussion-proof? I'm Dr. Lynn Pascarella, president of Mount Holyoke College, and today on the Academic Minute, John Desjardins, assistant professor of bioengineering at Clemson University, explains how scientists are combating head injuries in sports.
A football player can have as many as 2,000 head-jarring contacts a season. And according to a 2009 CDC study, nearly 250,000 children were treated for sports-related traumatic brain injuries, including concussions. Engineers and scientists are not sitting on the sidelines in the search for safer head protection. Our research group at Clemson University supports the National Head Health Initiative, which is an alliance of public and private organizations working on three major challenges. One is better tools for doctors to detect brain injury. Two is creating new ways to monitor head impacts as they happen. And three is to develop improved energy-absorbing and energy-dissipating materials. We're involved in materials development and analysis. We focus on developing new standards and testing methods. Before new materials are used in helmets, we have to know how to compare them and evaluate their effectiveness. Football helmets have come a long way since the era of leather headgear. Today's polycarbonate plastics offer durable, affordable protection to prevent a cracked skull and lessen the risk of brain injury. Other sports, too, have improved head protection, but the fact remains, no helmet is concussion-proof. To a biomechanical engineer and a packaging scientist, the problem is clear. We can protect the skull, but it's much harder to protect the brain from concussion. Imagine the skull and brain as an egg. Wrap the egg in foam, coat it with a hard shell, and you make a form-fitting container. Whack it with a bat, and if the design and materials work, the eggshell won't break, but the yolk, the brain, likely will have been sloshed around and damaged. Perhaps not the first time, but repeated hits can scramble it. That's not the worst part. Bat whacking is an example of a linear force, a straight-on impact. Research shows that rotational forces, impacts causing a twisting head motion, can be more dangerous for the brain. My involvement is personal as well as professional. My two sons, 11 and 16, play soccer, a sport facing the need for head protection. And they ride bicycles, which has twice the brain injury rate of football among youngsters. I insist they wear bike helmets. I have two wonderful reasons for working to make helmets safer.
That was John Desjardins of Clemson University. You can find this, other segments, and more information about the professors at academicminute.org.
Production support for the Academic Minute comes from Mount Holyoke College. Never fear change.